Chapter 3.
Children, pay heed to a father's right. Do so that you may live. For Yahweh sets a father in honor over his children. A mother's authority he confirms over her sons. He who honors his father atones for sins. He who reveres his mother stores up riches. He who honors his father is gladdened by children, and when he prays, he is heard. He who reveres his father will live a long life. He who brings honor to his mother is obeying Yahweh. He who fears Yahweh honors his father and serves his parents as rulers. Honor your father in word and deed, that his blessing may come upon you. For a father's blessing gives a family firm roots, but a mother's curse uproots the growing plant. Do not glory in your father's shame, for his shame is no glory to you. A man's glory is his father's honor. A mother's shame is disgrace for her children. My son, take care of your father when he is old. Do not grieve him as long as he lives. Even if his mind fail, be considerate with him. Do not revile him in the fullness of your strength. For kindness to a father will not be forgotten. It will serve as a sin offering. It will take lasting root. In a time of tribulation, it will be recalled to your advantage. Like warmth upon frost, it will melt away your sins. A blasphemer is he who neglects his father. Accursed of his creator is he who angers his mother. My son, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with the Lord. For great is the power of the Lord. He is glorified by the humble. What is too sublime for you, do not seek. Into things beyond your strength, do not search. What is committed to you, attend to, for what is hidden is not your concern. With what is too much for you, do not meddle when shown things beyond human understanding. For their own opinion has misled many, and false reasoning unbalanced their judgment. Where the pupil of the eye is missing, there is no light, and where there is no knowledge, there is no wisdom. A stubborn man will fare badly in the end, and he who loves danger will perish in it. A stubborn man will be burdened with sorrow. A sinner will heap up sin upon sin. For the affliction of the proud man there is no cure. He is the offshoot of an evil plant. The mind of a sage appreciates proverbs, and an attentive ear is the wise man's joy. Water quenches a flaming fire, and alms atone for sins. He who does a kindness is remembered afterward. When he falls, he finds a support.